Hello, everybody. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. And I have a business update today. You know, we talk about it all the time. We talk about, what do you want to be when you grow up? I mean, that's kind of a funny question, right? But this question really is not just for kids anymore. A lot of people, as they move throughout their entrepreneurial journey through the various ventures that they're involved with, many of them start looking at franchising. And franchising is a burgeoning business. It's a great business. And there are certain people that are helping people understand about the franchise model, their understanding about what franchising is all about. And more importantly than that, they coach them on which franchises would be a fit. So we've brought one of those coaches on the show today. This is the second time he's been on the show. His name is Tim Parmeter, and Tim is the CEO of Fran Coach. And let me tell you, between the time we interviewed him the first time and today, his company is growing at the seams. He has a lot of different coaches working with him now. His staff is improving and growing. He's an entrepreneurial highlight because he's helping so many people in the franchise space. We wanted to bring him back on the show due to this incredible and massive growth he's experienced in the franchising space. So, Tim, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Awesome. Thanks for letting me come back on here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to have you. The first time we had you on, we were talking about people finding themselves at the crossroads, and they start asking the question, what do I want to do next? And franchising is a great opportunity for so many people. It's a good fit for certain people. But before we get started talking about it, let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet in case some of the viewers did not see our first interview, and tell us about Fran Coach.
Absolutely. So thank you so much. And really, I think the number one thing that we always talk about with folks is our job is to help properly educate people on franchise ownership. What's it all about? Is it for them? Because there's a lot of kind of myths and misconceptions about what it is or what it is not. So that's first. And then as we kind of progress with that, when it looks like, hey, maybe this is for me, we really kind of become matchmakers, right? Okay, well, what's your best fit for a franchise to own? We're partnered with well over 600 franchises in 70 industries. So tons of things out there, which also makes it easy for us. So we're not like trying to slam you into the same, yep, it's one of these five, good luck, brother. It's really and truly very individualized and personalized. So we're trying to figure out you, and we always joke and say, what do you want to be when you grow up? But it really is that. And that's what we're here to help with.
Yeah, I love that, Tim. Of course, there's so many different kinds of franchise ors, and there's a lot of different types of franchisee. And you talk to the potential franchisee, the people that are looking for this opportunity. What are some of the questions that you ask that individual, Tim, that you and your coaches then get a good idea about sort of the placement or which way you think they should be directed or the types of franchisors that you bring to the table to make a match?
Yes, and there's a ton of them, right? But I think first and foremost is just like, why in the heck are we even on the phone, right? What? There's something that has kind of triggered this. It's been on your mind, you know, bad job situation, right? Whatever. Why are we doing this? And then the piece of this that I always think is the most important thing, because everyone will get caught up in industry, right? Well, my job has been in this industry, therefore I need to do that, right? Or I love puppies, therefore I need a puppy franchise. Well, maybe, but more times than not, the industry your franchise is going to be totally different. So what it really comes down to at the end of the day, it's about the start of the day. You're the one that's going to get your butt out of bed every day and go run your business. What are you actually good at? What do you enjoy doing? What are you not so much, right? What kind of people do you want to be around? Your staff, your customers in the community, those core values of the business, right? And even how you're going to connect with the franchisor, right? Like, no matter what your role is in the business, guess what? You're going to have something with the logo, right? Do you have that pride of ownership? What is that all about, right? And so it's one of those where, and again, I always say, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Or this is really a blank slate. It's not, what you've done. It's not your resume. It's not your LinkedIn profile, because let's be honest, we know those things are somewhere between fiction and science fiction, right? What do you actually want to get your butt out of bed and go do every day, and really kind of drill down into that? That more than anything leads us to where we need to go. Obviously, there's a lot more to it than, or things that we're going to talk about, but that's the biggest driver.
Yeah, I love it. You know, I was really interested to speak with you today because I had a question. When we talk about the franchisee, the person that's going to get out of bed every day and go, you know, do the thing under the umbrella of the franchise and with all the help that the franchise is going to provide to make them successful, are there also people that say, hey, I like the franchise model, but I don't want to be the guy or gal that goes in every morning and works it? I want to be an investor and I want to find people to go work that. Is that something that you come across very often?
Absolutely, right? So in franchising, you'll hear the term semi-absentee owner, which is really the fancy way of saying you're part-time as the owner, right? So, because let's be honest, we got to overcomplicate things to make it seem smart. So you're a semi-absentee owner. So think the person that has a job that actually enjoys their job, right? Or enjoys it enough, right? I want that secondary income stream, right? Maybe it's something that I can build up to be that exit strategy from my job, right? And so this is one of the things that we're going to help with, because Google is terrible when you're doing a franchise search, because it tells you what it's like to be the customer, not the owner. So if we just talk about semi-absentee for a second, one, there's not a uniform definition in franchising. Semi-absentee equals this. Not every franchise is open to semi-absentee owners. Our relationship with all our franchise partners, we know, like, that's the proprietary stuff we know. But somebody may look at semi-absentee and go, I could probably contribute 8 to 10 hours a week for this. Is there something out there? Yes. But semi-absentee, one franchise may say 8 to 10 is plenty. The other one that says we're open to semi-absentee, but we need 20 to 25 hours a week from an owner. So it's, again, even semi-absentee, it's creating what you want. It's, you know, it's cheesy, but it's what's the dream scenario. I got 10 hours a week. I can do this, this, and this. Great. There is something out there that will match. We're going to go find it with that for sure.
Yeah, I love it. It's so interesting. I have some friends of mine that recently started as franchisees in a particular space in the Midwest, and they're doing so well. They're expanding and they're opening up new franchisee establishments, and they're doing so well because the franchisor is very, very, they're very directed. In other words, they give what they need from A to Z to be successful. They've done a great job supporting the franchisee. And I know these are the types of franchisors that you bring to the table. Let's talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, because people are watching. Maybe they want to do something different as they grow up. What's it cost? I mean, I know you can't say, you know, a general number, but is it between X and Y? Do the franchisees have to lease the building? Are they building buildings? Are they buying restaurant equipment? What's sort of the baseline here so people can get their arms around it?
Yeah, so the range is incredible, right? So I think most people, you say the word franchise, like if I say the word franchise to you, what one word is going to come to mind? It's probably going to be food. Right? That's where mine goes. And you're like, oh crap, like Taco Bell's $3 million, right? I can't get a loan for $3 million. I don't have $500,000 cash to even be able to consider that, right? So you're like, oh geez, I can't do it. Well, I always want to come back to the entry point, right? And so first, like, our service is free. So that's the easy part. But obviously a franchise takes some money. So I always use a housing analogy with this. And so if somebody could buy a house, I'm not talking Andy's mega mansion, right? I'm talking cute little fixer up starter home in like Wichita, right? We've got enough cash for the down payment. We've got good enough credit to get a home loan. Maybe we've got a couple bucks left over to buy some new curtains and pay for some movers. Cause let's be honest, we're not doing that anymore. We're too old for that, right? So if we have that, right? then I know we're going to have funding options and we will have literally hundreds of franchise opportunities out there, even for that kind of, I hate saying low level, but that entry point investment. Now, does that entry point, is that going to get you 14 Taco Bells? No, it sure isn't. Easily over half the franchises out there don't require retail space, right? So we're not in a strip mall. We don't need a big standalone business or building. Maybe there's a small office, but a lot of times you can do things, you know, kind of home office and, you know, now you're out and about or your crews are out and about going to the customer. Those are very low investments, very low overhead, so much quicker to get open and easier to scale because we don't need, you know, 10,000 square foot, you know, standalone space and all the stuff in there. So it's really so much more attainable financially than most people realize because we think of McDonald's and Taco Bell and all of those things. And yeah, that does rule out most of us, but almost everybody we talk to really is in the ballpark to do something. It's just a matter of what.
Yeah, I love it. You know, people that watch the show, you know that I like my cars and I've had a couple dents on my car and I go online, I go to Yelp, I go wherever, I call a couple phone numbers, I feel them out. And recently I had somebody come out to the house and they got the dents out of my car. I mean, it was unbelievable. They had like these metal poles and they had a certain kind of a light. And I started talking to the young man and he was a franchisee and he did a fantastic job. And then I had another person come out that worked on my wheels because I got some wheel rash and man, he filed and brushed and did all this fancy stuff on my wheels, made them look brand new. Again, I started speaking with him and it was a franchisee model. So there's so many different types of models out there for everyone. So I think your job is finding the right match. You call yourself a matchmaker and you've done such a great job doing that. And one thing that's very interesting, when somebody reaches out to you, Tim, and they say, hey, we've heard about Fran Coach, we want in, we want to learn a little bit more, how much did they pay you?
Nothing.
That's the key. Ever. Unbelievable. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So we're kind of like a recruiter, right? So we're compensated on the back end by the franchisors. So I always say to people, like, I mean this in the best possible way, but we don't care which franchise you end up owning. And most people we have even just that initial call with don't own a franchise at all. So it's really, again, it's our whole business model for us is education, right? Because basically almost everybody out there, they don't know nothing about nothing when it comes to franchising. So we're going to get you properly educated on what it's all about to determine if this is the path. Like, and if somebody's done enough to, like, you know, even like listen to this or reach out to us to have a first call, there's some level of interest and curiosity, right? Let's find out for sure. Maybe it's not, and that's okay. Like, you learn something new. That's not going to kill us. But maybe it is possible, and there really is a pathway for you. Then we're gonna figure that out. But it costs nothing. It's like, you know, like Geico, 15 minutes, right? Like a 15 minute call with us could create this whole entire other path for you. We don't have any annoying little geckos to bug you. So it's just like me and our team, which is typically slightly less annoying than the gecko and a little taller, right? So that's where we're here to just really get you properly educated. Maybe this is a pathway for you to take control of your life.
Yeah, I love it. Let's talk about the vetting process because there's a lot of franchisors out there. I know that you and your team take great pride in only bringing to your clients the best of the best. You know, you bring 2 to 3 options that are in line with the potential franchisees' goals. How do you vet the franchisors to make sure that you're bringing the best of the best to your clients?
So there's a couple of things with that. Is one, there's, and this is like kind of like, you know, behind the scenes stuff, but there's kind of like a big membership group that we are a part of that is kind of matchmaker for us and franchisors. Right. So that's kind of like the first level vetting of it. But then for us, it's really taking the time to, it's like kind of old school and getting on the phone and, you know, hey, Andy, I see you've got a new franchise that, you know, gets dents out of a car. Tell me about it. right? Tell me about you. Tell me about your brand. What are you looking for? What are some of those kind of intangible things, right? Because the hidden things in franchising is you can have two franchises that look the exact same to the consumer, but they can be completely different behind the scenes and what they're all about. Great Clips and Supercuts look the same, very different behind the scenes, right? And so, and again, that's proprietary stuff that you can't Google. So again, one might be fantastic for you, might be terrible for the next person, right? And so it's really, again, for us, taking that time to get to know the franchisors, like, and the little intangible things, even when we talk about semi-absentee. Hey, are you open to semi-absentee? Yeah, maybe, kind of. Okay, right? Or yes, definitely, most of our owners are, and it looks exactly like this. Again, not a right or wrong, but they're going to have those differences, and that's all going to help with the alignment in the matching process.
Well, that's interesting. It's so interesting because you paint the picture. You get to know your clients to begin with. Then your team does the research based on the knowledge that you've gained from the phone call. Then you provide a number of options that are in alignment with your client. And then what you do is you set up a discovery call. So you introduce the potential franchisee to the franchisor and you guide them through the entire process. You also provide sources for funding all the way through the grand opening. I mean, you take it from A to Z. This is phenomenal and I love it so much. Let's give back to the entrepreneurial community just a little bit now, because we have some people watching the show. Maybe they're saying, wow, you know, this is starting to resonate for me a little bit. I'm thinking maybe this might be the right path for me. Maybe this is what I want to do when I grow up. Maybe I'm a little bit later in my evolution as an entrepreneur. Maybe I've already sort of maybe even retired or semi-retired, but now I'm ready. I don't want to stop. I want to keep rolling. There's something out there. I mean, I love going up to work every day and they want in. So let's talk about it. What can you tell that person watching the show about how to think about franchisors, franchisees in the best light?
So I think certainly for anybody that's been an entrepreneur, it's, you know, like you know how hard it is. You have to create everything from scratch, hope it works, realize some things aren't, and then you have to adjust, right? So when you think about the franchise model, it is a proven system. And the number one thing, I don't care what franchise and what industry, if you ask them, what's the main thing you're looking for in an owner? They're going to say that somebody that will follow the plan, right? Follow the plan, put forth the effort. It seems simple, but we all know people that couldn't follow a plan if their life depended on it, right? So you have to do that. Now, the right plan is the trick, but it is really that simple to be able to follow the plan. And things, you know, so somebody that's been an entrepreneur before even thinks, why do I need a franchise? I can just do that myself, right? Yes, you could, right? And maybe it becomes a franchise someday. But when you think of, if I'm going to open up Tim's Sandwich Shop, right? Like, okay, I make a great ham sandwich, Andy, you're going to love it. I'm going to open up Tim's Sandwich Shop. I don't need Jimmy John's or whoever, right? Okay, great. Well, geez, I need a website. How do I get a website? Like, why do I need customers. How do I find my customers? I don't know what SEO is or how to do it or how to do Google AdWords or social media or direct. I don't know any of that. I got to figure it out. I don't know where to get the napkins. Like, are these good napkins? Is that a good price? None of that stuff. I become a franchise owner. That is all laid out for me to execute, right? Hey, this is where we get the napkins from. You're going to get them for half than you would if you just came off the street. Because of our buying power within the franchise, right? We're going to get you at the top of SEO on Google because this is what we do. Like, poof, now all of a sudden, you know, sandwich near me, here comes the, and again, like Google sandwich near me, it's not going to be Tim's Sandwich Shop, right? It's Subway, it's Jimmy John's, it's Jersey Mike's, it's all of those things because that's what the franchise model has done, is brought them always to the top around you. So can you do it yourself? Yes. The franchise model is proven and it's speeding up the learning curve. It's taking out all the mistakes and the, like, kind of the dumb, and giving you, again, we've already made the mistakes. Follow this, put forth the effort, you'll be successful.
Yeah, I love that. Pay somebody else to make the mistakes for you and that will save you a lot of time, energy, and effort. Of course, everybody knows that you're the host of Franchising 101, the podcast, which is going really well. You bring a lot of experts on the show. But I want to talk about your team, because you've been able to build a remarkable team in a very short amount of time. Everybody on your team who's a Fran coach, give us a little background of what you're looking for someone to join your team. What's the Fran coaches look like under your umbrella? What type of experience did they have? And how did you manage to put together a team so well?
So the very similar for our team as with most franchisors, that they're going to tell you industry experience does not really matter to them. Right. And so why? Because you're rarely the doer, right? You could be the biggest slob on the planet and own a cleaning franchise. They don't care that you're a slob. I mean, they're going to make fun of you. Let's not be, you know, let's be honest, but they don't care because you're not the one going into the home or the business to clean. So for us, we've got a couple of people, one in particular, been in franchising on the other side for working for franchisors for dang near 15 years, wanted to come up, wanted the more the like, be that coach versus like, hey, this is the brand and kind of in that sales role. We've got two other people that have some franchise experience, but we got four like fresh, like new to it. So it was really that mindset of, I love building relationships. I love getting to know people, asking questions and learning about them, and really being able to kind of like have that goal of like, I want to help make a difference. Because the cool, and it's cheesy, it's probably a little cliche, but we get to, when our clients go all the way through and they start a business, we are changing their lives, right? And really making a huge impact in helping them kind of reach their goals, whatever they might be. So I think that the one common theme with us is, like, I don't know how to better say this, we actually give a damn about the people we work with to try to help. And again, knowing that a small percentage of people we talk to will actually become a franchise owner, but we can still make a difference by, there was an itch that needed scratched with the information and the education, and we provide that. Maybe it means they come back down the road. You mentioned kind of the age thing earlier. We've had everyone from 22 years old is the youngest to a couple in the 70s and everywhere in between. And I had one personally last year was 23. I first talked to him when he was 21, wasn't quite there yet, but we got him kind of the homework to do to get himself in position, came back, poof, and he's off and running, killing it with his franchise already. So again, just, it's that mindset of get to know people, help make a difference with this. And again, we talk to smart, successful people all day long. So that's easy. We're just teaching them and educating them on something that they don't know much about, but we're curious about.
I love it. So interesting. I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to slide in what I call a sidewinder question right now. I know that you make a match make with the franchisors and the franchisees, but I want to know, in your mind, are there certain spaces right now or certain franchises that are hot? And maybe you could share some of those with our viewers.
I love that question, and everybody hates my answer. None. None and all. So, and I think anytime somebody really starts talking about, you know, this franchise or this industry is the top or the best, let's really think about that for a second, right? Like, they either don't know what they're talking about or they are trying to sell you something, probably that franchise or that industry. So, because this is an incredibly personalized and individualized process. And so even for me, seeing the franchises and knowing, man, this one seems awesome. Everybody's super happy. They love it. They're making money. Well, I can look at that and go, I could never do that. Right. If it's, you know, like senior care, like booming industry, no pun intended, with this, but if you really don't like old people, guess what? I don't care. Right. Like I don't like old people. They scare me. I'm getting old, Andy. It frightens me that I'm getting closer and closer to needing that service, right? That it just, it's not for me. Or like, you know, if you don't like dogs, guess what? That's probably not for you. But the next person's going to come in And just like, and this week we've had two different clients sign franchise agreements with two different pet franchises. It's awesome. It's never going away. It's fantastic. But that doesn't mean it's fantastic for you, right? So it's like, I always kind of say it's like dating, right? Like beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? If you ask my wife, if you ask her friends and family, why in the heck did you marry that old bald dude? Like they don't get it, but somehow like I'm her person. It's really that match. I'm not for everybody. I'm not for most people, but I was for her. Same thing with the franchise. So when your buddy, your brother, your cousins, uncles, you know, neighbor says, do this franchise or don't do it, don't listen. I mean, like that would be rude, but doesn't mean that you should or you shouldn't based on that. This is personalized. This is individualized. This is what you want. So there's not really anything that I would go, oh my gosh, you got to look at this or don't look at that. It's all about that person and what they want.
Yeah, it makes sense. The best franchisor, the best franchise is the one that works for you. It makes all the sense in the world. We've only cut out a certain amount of time. You're helping so many people at FranCoach. I want to ask you our famous question about entrepreneurship, see if it's the answer's changed since the first time we've had you on the show. For the younger entrepreneurs watching the show that are maybe hitting a tough time, Tim, maybe they're freezing in the frame, maybe they don't know where to turn, maybe they're a little unsure of themselves. Do you have some thoughts on what it takes to keep on pushing as an entrepreneur and come out the other side feeling much better about the fact that you went through that challenge to begin with?
I think it's embrace the fact that failure is not bad, right? And I think I worry more when somebody hasn't, right? It's like you're not getting outside of a comfort zone there at all, because really it's like we don't want to, but it's some of the best things happen on the other side of it, right? And so we all do it. I do it. There are times it's like we're at, especially as an entrepreneur, we're at the top of the food chain. We're supposed to know everything, right? And you get to a fork in the road. Which way do I go? Choosing right and it being wrong, like that's not a bad thing. You chose. Well, now we need to adjust and we go over here. The freeze, I think, is the worst thing, right? You got to keep moving and embrace it. Hey, we tried this. It didn't work. Okay, well, we learned that it didn't work, and now we've got the direction going over here. So there's some zigzags along the way, or some ups and downs. Okay, like even when it's going well, don't all of a sudden think you know everything and you know what doesn't stink. You still have to be kind of learning from that standpoint. But just like you know, it's the old phrase, just do it, right? But make the decision. If you fail, learn from it and move on, but embrace that, because it's getting you closer to the success that you really want.
I love it. I could see that being the name of your TED Talk or your next best-selling book. Embrace the zigzag. I love it, Tim, so much. This is fantastic. You're doing a great job at FranCoach. Your team is amazing. You're helping so many people through your what I'm going to call matchmaking process. It's really remarkable. You bring the best of the best to the table. Your people love it. The clients get a free look. I mean, you're doing everything right to build this business. And I just want to thank you so much for coming back on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. This has been fantastic.
No, thank you. Thank you so much. Always good talking to you. And you're doing an amazing job as well with this. So much great content. I greatly appreciate you letting me come back on and join you again.